This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on this fine Thursday evening. It is currently 4 minutes past 11. Basha, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm in a quite chipper mood.
A chipper mood.
Yes, exactly that.
Yes, wow, lovely. Oh. Look, should we go have high tea?
Yes, I think we should.
Oh, delightful.
If you'd like to, you know, pretend you're in the studio with us, you can send us a text tonight on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. We don't mind having people sort of, you know, kick into the conversation, do we?
No, we like to... people butting in and giving us their opinions.
I like it.
We're open to all opinions. We might not read them out, but we at least read them.
Terrible. Hey, Basha, what did you get up to on the weekend? Because you had a big one.
I wasn't that big.
It was sort of big.
Oh, Saturday I went to the Penny Black in Brunswick.
Was that good? No. Yeah, I think good. I was on the couch with a migraine or something.
Yeah. And then we went afterwards to a Turkish restaurant.
Mm.
I had a really good Turkish pizza, which I haven't had in ages.
I'm actually really fond of Turkish food.
Yeah, it was very good food. And yes, I haven't had like good Turkish food for a very long time.
Mm. Yeah, I really like Afghan food as well.
Mm.
It's really nice. You get some of the meats and breads are really spicy, but you know, we're talking about food. Anyway, moving on.
What else did you do on the weekend? On Sunday, I went to the war memorial because I thought it would be a lot quieter than on Wednesday.
Oh, well, okay, that's... Yeah, yes. Valid.
Showed my respect.
Yeah.
And then walked around the botanical gardens.
Botanical gardens.
And then I went to Libation and waited for you to arrive.
Yeah, which took forever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
And you arrived as we were leaving.
Yeah.
You were so excited by that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good timing. I try to do my best.
Gosh. And what did you do, apart from sitting on the couch all weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I did kind of sit on the couch all weekend. I was feeling a bit under the weather, but, you know, you get that. You get that.
You do.
Oh, look, the other night I was sitting down. I was watching telly, as you do. It was pretty light. Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmare show came on.
Love that show. I
love that he yells at people. He goes off at them.
I know. And those kitchens are scary.
Thing about it. This particular show, where, you know, he was in an Italian restaurant, and it really made me think, because we went to an Italian restaurant the other night. This is how we brought up this conversation of, you know, Gordon Ramsay and his kitchen nightmares. And this Italian restaurant that he was doing, you know, on the show, the woman that was running it was, like, insane. insane. And she... had created a menu that had so many things on it that she couldn't keep on top of that. And
as they always do. They always have like this like a yellow pages. You get the menu and it's like, oh my God, how am I supposed to find? Like, I struggle with like four pages.
In the world, really. I mean, it's just
there's
a lot.
Bit insane. But do I need to have all of them on my menu?
Exactly.
It's like, really?
Exactly. So I was really interested because the place that we went to the other night for dinner, it was similar. There was a huge menu and most of the things on the menu were frozen. You
of
could
course.
Tell that they were frozen. It wasn't fresh. And yeah, it just really, it gets me. It gets my goat.
I'm one of those people that I always, as I go to a restaurant, especially if I've never been there before, I'll go to the bathroom and I look into the kitchen.
You what?
I look into the kitchen just to see what the standards, if the kitchen looks clean, if the employees look hygienic.
I think you should just judge it on the bathroom. Like if the bathroom is clean, then the kitchen's clean.
No.
Yeah, see, then you'd never eat out, would you?
No. And I always look at the kitchen. And I remember I think it was in Fitzroy, I was at this restaurant and it was like this old house that had been converted into this restaurant. And I was standing in this alley jumping up and down because the windows were really high.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't see into the kitchen.
You're a shocker.
I didn't want to get food poisoning. No, it wasn't nosy. It's called my own health. I didn't want to get food poisoning.
You crack me up.
But yes. But see, I met Gordon Ramsay when he was at the Food and Wine Festival.
You mentioned that you met Gordon Ramsay.
I did. I stood there like an idiot and got my cookbook signed.
And can you... What did he write in the cookbook?
Well, I made a specific request to Mr. Ramsay. I stood there, smiled, and looked all sweet and nice. And I said, could you please write F off, darling? Because he always used to say that in his show. And I thought that was hilarious. And he smiled at me and winked while he was flirting with me. And I'm just like, okay.
He never had a chance.
I know, but we wouldn't tell him that. And he was just funny. And he just looked at me and said that, oh, I was evil. You're evil.
I already knew that.
But he wrote it, and everyone around me couldn't believe that I'd asked him to do that. But I have a unique item. Now my cookbook says, Dear Busher, off darling.
Yeah. What was that? I missed that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say that way, can you?
Yeah. Uck off.
Uck off.
And,
I love it.
And it's great.
No, it's good. Yeah, I really like Gordon Ramsay. He's a funny guy. I like how much he swears at people. That's what I find enjoyable, which is probably not good. But I really do enjoy just hearing him swear at people. I think it's hilarious.
It is.
It cracks me up.
And there was something else you did. You actually did something on the weekend. You went and saw a movie.
I did. You reminded me there.
I know, because I remember you telling me about said movie.
I did. I went and saw a movie. I went and saw 21 Jump Street.
And is it any good?
It's hilarious.
Because the series wasn't really that funny.
No, this was so funny. I was in hysterics the whole way through it. So I definitely recommend you go and see it. It's very good.
Good, because the last movie I saw was A Dangerous Method.
A what?
A Dangerous Method.
And was it A Dangerous Method?
It was all about Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung. And
that sounds fascinating.
Yes, just one of your kind of movies.
Yeah, totally.
I know, you'd just so be in there. It was an interesting movie.
Oh my gosh. All right, look, you know, we're waffling on, but you know, coming up in the show, we've got a pretty serious show lined up.
We do.
You know, we've got a listener she's written into us a couple of times now, and I feel like she's family. We're gonna read through her email that she sent to us, just explaining a little bit about her life and what's going on there, and I think that's quite fascinating because she has an amazing story.
She does.
And then, you know, we're going to be discussing teenage groups that you can sort of get in touch with throughout Melbourne and Australia.
Yeah, but get a bit of support out there
in
your community.
List.
Oh, my
I
God,
have
you
list.
Have a list?
I have a list.
You've done research.
I've researched.
I'm so excited.
I bet you are. It's a good list, I think. I'm quite positive about it. We're going to be talking also about Neil Mitchell and David McCarthy getting together next Thursday from 10 a.m. in Melbourne. They're going to be getting together and having a bit of a summit.
Yes, about teenage issues, health issues,
and
teenage
and
suicides.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And
that's our show.
It's a teenage oriented show, but that doesn't
it
mean
is.
We're not going to be dirty slurries the whole way through it, does it?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, gosh, yes, I was getting worried.
It is us. Hello.
Yeah, hello. And then, of course, you know, towards the end of our show, we do our events listing. So we hope that you do stay tuned. It's going to be exciting.
It will be.
I do hope.
I hope so. And we'll try to keep the light side of it all, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Well, we always try and keep things funny.
And we got a message. Oops, my boobs.
Oh, hi, Mousy.
Hey, Mousy.
So, look, if you want to get in touch with us in the studio, send us a text. You can do that on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us tonight at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian coming to you live from Melbourne on Joy 94.9. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. And Basha was just doing an amazing, like, I don't know even what that was. Were you like headbanging or something?
I know.
What was that?
I was just trying to get to the end of the song.
It was brilliant. I've got to say,
it was so good, yes. I was just trying to loosen up my arms. Anyway.
She was doing some kind of weird exercise. It looked like she was having some kind of, you know, strange...
There you go. We got a message saying when the two of us talk dirty.
Oh, well,
really?
Know. Really?
Really? Wow. we might have to do a show about that.
And then we try to talk dirty or
and
sound
it doesn't
dirty
work.
And it doesn't work.
It just sounds lazy.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, people. Why have they got us on the radio? I don't know.
Shh.
Don't tell them.
Shh.
They might figure it out.
I know.
Look, we have a letter here from one of our listeners, and this girl, you know, I'm feeling very close to this girl.
I do. I feel like she's like our family.
Yeah, and you know, this beautiful girl, she's only 17. She's turning 18 this year, and she's written to us a couple of times now, and she's expressed that she wants to share her story with us and also with our listeners. So
yes,
we thought, you know what? we can do that.
We can.
We can do that, and we can sort of explore some of that, because the issues and the troubles that this beautiful girl is facing are something that is quite common that happens in our community.
It does.
And I think it's especially important
being
to
a
highlight
young
it.
Person, yes.
Especially being a young person, yeah. So this is what she writes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I really want to get into the community, the LGBTIQ community, and I think sharing with you both would be good. Maybe you could even read some of my story out if you want to. Okay, so I'm 17 and will be 18 this year, and I'm currently out of work and out of school as well. I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome 2 years ago, and school got too much, so I finished year 11 and left as they thought I would not cope with year 12. Now, Basha, can you tell us a little bit about chronic fatigue syndrome?
Would you like a definition?
I would like a definition, please.
Oh, God. I can't read these words out.
Read the second bit.
Okay. These people suffer from flu-like symptoms.
Yep.
They can be classified as a neurological condition that affects people of any ages, both children and adults. Other symptoms include pain, disrupted sleep, difficulty thinking, alterations in blood pressure, hormones and body temperature.
So basically living hell.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yep. Chronic fatigue syndrome is something that's very difficult to diagnose. It is also something that, because it's difficult to diagnose, it is something that people don't always believe.
Yes.
That's one of the hardest things. And I think being young and being queer, being diagnosed with this syndrome and having to deal with that in a public forum must have been extremely difficult.
Yes, and then extremely being having difficult. To leave school.
Exactly.
Must be really difficult.
And I'm imagining that this poor girl is feeling very isolated.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
So continue with her email.
She goes on to say that during year 11, she came out to her parents with the help of the welfare centre at her school. I was very stressed keeping who I really was from my parents, and it was making my health worse. With the help of the people in my student welfare centre, I came out to them through a letter and gave it to them when they dropped me off at my grandparents' house, as I stay with them a lot. When I got home 3 days later, they just hugged me, and my mum cried and told me she loved me, and we sat down and talked the next day. The talk was good, better than I thought it would be. They did ask me why I thought I was gay, but I felt weird saying things like, I think girls are hot and guys are gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hard for me to tell my dad.
What?
That I thought girls are hot and guys are gross.
Yeah.
I didn't really have to tell him.
Yeah, so I never told my parents that. I just implied you just... I'm gay. Well, what does that mean? It's like, hello, what do you think that means?
I don't think parents put that together, though. They just think that it's like a thing in your head, but it's not
my dad has
linked
now.
To the fact
Thanks,
that
dad.
You know, you find women more attractive. Like, I don't think they link that in their heads.
Yeah, like... probably not. Like you don't link other things about your parents in your head.
Oh, come on.
No.
Basha.
So continue with the email.
Anyway, they then told me about some people they used to know that were gay and went to church. At that time, I loved God, and in my letter, I told them I did and that I felt he was happy about it. But things have changed. I don't really believe in God anymore or Christian life. I'm not sure how to tell them that. It's now been a year since I told them I was gay, and they have not brought it up. I'm not sure if it's because they don't want to or they think I don't want to. I do want to. I want to make sure they still think I'm gay. I don't want them thinking it was just a phase.
Yeah. See, that's what we were talking about on a show a few weeks ago. That their parents may feel that it was just something that was just there for the time being and it's not a real thing.
I think that because we're living in a culture that accepts experimentation, I think that parents can be a little bit too caught up in just pushing upon their kids that they're going through a phase. I know that a lot of things that I was going through when I was younger, I think that my parents thought were just a phase. It's something I would just get over.
Yeah.
But a lot of those things, it turned out it wasn't at all a phase. It was actually the person that I was becoming. And I think parents need to be really careful of what they impress upon their children at that young age. You know, they need to nurture them, not go, oh, okay, and brush it off.
Yeah, but I think also people have to understand that when you come out to your parents, they're not going to give the best responses at times.
They're not. They're not perfect.
You know, they're not going to be very accepting at times. Some of them are.
Some of them, yeah.
Some of them are going to be great, like my parents, yay. But some parents don't react very well. You know, you've taken time to deal with this and accept where you are and who you are, and your parents need to have that too.
They need that time.
And my advice to our young listener would be that she should discuss, bring it up in conversation and just say, look, guys, I know I mentioned it a year ago. I would like to talk to you about it. It's a part of my life. It's not going to go away. If they're very religious and they have an issue with it, you can always tell them that God made you this way.
Exactly.
So they just have to learn to deal with that and just discuss it with them slowly and let them get used to the fact.
I think that when I was coming out, I expected that everyone would just be fine and it would be okay and whatever. And when I came out, a lot of people already knew I was gay, so I kind of missed that. It was pretty obvious, apparently. But I think that I spent so much time and so much energy thinking about it, thinking about it and thinking about it. When I finally said it, it was when I was ready. But what you don't expect is that the people around you, you've just told them, you've sprung it on them. This is the first they've heard about it. So you might be totally okay, but they're only just starting that process.
Exactly. So you just got to give them that time.
And they definitely need that.
Yeah. When my family, you know, my extended family, I thought that some of them who are quite religious may have an issue with this. But they're actually pretty cool about it, you know. Mm. Okay, I'm not flaunting it in their face.
Can you?
No. Oh, that's not me. But, you know, but they're okay about it. I actually thought that they'd be a lot more challenged by it or try to convert me back or tell me that it's a phase and it's going to go away. I think now that I told them all I'm on Joy, it's sort of a given now.
It's not going away.
It's not going away. It's not a religious network.
I think when you're young, the relationship that you build with your parents as you're becoming the person that you're going to be is really important. Mm. I mean, you can choose to stick it in there and accept them with all the faults that they've got. And, you know, parents are not perfect. They have a lot of them.
Yes.
Like all humans do. And if you don't feel like you can continue a relationship with these people because they, you know, don't accept you for whatever reason, then you need to start looking at outside sources for support. And I think that what our listener here has done is she's already seeking an outside
source. Yeah, and I've got to say respect to her for doing that, to go and finding these counsellors and people out there.
That's a huge thing to do, especially
at that age. It is a huge thing. At that age, yeah, and just to have that confidence to go to them and talk to them and then have them to say, okay, we're going to help you broach this subject with your parents and we're going to be there as a support. I think it's very admirable.
Yeah. So look, I want to know if anyone out there has any messages of support that they want to throw our way for us to pass on to our young listener. You can send us a personal email at laylink@live.com.au. You can text us in the studio tonight on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. And we're going to come back and we've got some teenage groups that we're going to explore and, you know, we'll check off my list here. What do you think?
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
I think that works. And welcome back to Laylink. You are with Basha and Tiana. Joy 94.9. Send us a text in the studio tonight on 0427JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au or head over to our Facebook page. Like it. You can't love it, but you can like it. And, you know, stay in the know with events in Melbourne. Melbourne.
Now, tonight we're talking about being a teenager, being gay.
Man, being a teenager was hard.
It was, and then having to deal with the whole gay aspect and all that, it's difficult.
I didn't really come out until my late teens, though. It took me a while.
See, I was in my mid-20s when I didn't come out, so life would have made a hell of a lot more sense if I'd figured it out earlier.
I always think that as well.
Yeah. I do, and it's like, damn.
I wonder, though, if we're lucky in a way that we kind of, you know, had that happen later in life when we'd already sort of...
No, because it would have cleared up a lot of confusion in my head.
Yeah, that definitely would have cleared up a lot of confusion along the way, I suppose. I don't understand how it just never really occurred to me.
Like, I know what never occurred to me because it wasn't there, it wasn't seen, it wasn't talked about.
That's a big one as well.
That is, and now it's there and it's seen and it's talked about. You can see it on TV and there's programs and we have Joy and things like that. We have lots of things out there for the community.
And we have lots of women around that are really attractive. Anyway.
So you were going to talk about groups. So
yeah, I have found
a lot of teenage groups that these people can go to.
Teenage groups or groups that are geared toward queer youth or, you know, places you can go for information, places you can go to be referred, places you can go that are basically going to help you in the future or even now to sort of branch out, find your community. And that is such a huge part of coming out, especially when you are young, is that you find
definitely
your community and you find it quickly, because if you do not have a support network, life is just, it's going to suck.
It is. It's very difficult. Much.
So I have a couple. I have a couple here, and there's a couple here that I didn't actually know offered services to youth in our community. So I think that's really interesting. One of them, for example, is Family Planning Victoria.
Okay.
They run social support groups for young people who are attracted to others of the same sex. All of these you can Google, by the way. Look them up and you know, get in touch in any way that you can.
Yep.
The Freedom Centre is a Western Australian-based peer support and information service here to support young people under 26 and their communities to be informed, happy and healthy about their sexuality and gender. So good old WA getting in there. The Gay and Lesbian Switchboard is a volunteer organisation which provides a free and confidential telephone counselling, referral and information service for the Victorian and Tasmanian gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities.
That's a good one.
And that's even better because that's on the phone.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, if you don't want to leave the house, you don't think you can get out there and do a face-to-face, then over the phone can be really good.
Yeah, it's impartial. A lot easier.
I do remember in my teens reaching out to a lot of counselling services, and one of them was the helpline that you could call up.
What, Youth Help?
It was one of those. I can't remember the exact name of it, but I do remember that I would call, yeah, and there was, you know, you could speak to a particular counsellor if you knew they were on, and you could continue your sessions with that person.
You see, that's helpful.
And it was amazing and really a great government-run initiative as well. So, you know, that one's really important. Another one to highlight here is Minus 18. Is Melbourne's largest queer youth network, established in 1998, is a safe space for the same-sex attracted underage youth to meet new people and have fun, whilst also providing a safe way for them to explore the gay scene in a drug and alcohol-free environment. Now, every time that we go to a huge event like, for example, Midsummer Festival or Carnival down there on the Yarra,
yep,
there is always a setup for Minus 18. And I noticed that, and there's actually like a little, you know, they have like a little, I guess you'd call it disco. I'm sounding really old by saying disco, but
the disco.
You know what I mean? Like they have like a setup there, a big stage and everyone kicking around. And I always want to go and join them, but then
yeah, they seem like they're having fun.
They do. They really do.
No, it's good. They're probably one of the only organisations that I've heard. And I know they do a lot of events. They run a formal.
They do. They run a formal.
Which
and
they've just had.
Same-sex formal. They just recently had that. And they also have a lot of like dance parties and stuff.
Yeah,
like
underage
that.
Dance parties. Yeah. I remember going to those when I was underage.
I used to go to the Blue Light Discos.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind going to a Blue Light Disco now, just seeing how much it's changed.
And see how old you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
They'll be like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah. Excuse me, miss.
Oh.
Miss, I don't think you're allowed to be here.
Could you put that cigarette out, please?
You're not allowed to drink. I'm not drinking. It's water.
Okay. Another group?
Anyway, another group is Not So Straight. This website contains plenty of info for everyone, whether you're heterosexual, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or just asking questions, you're sure to find something interesting. Not So Straight is a website specifically built to help young people find information and support about sex and sexuality. And that's a really cool one. I recommend that one is...
There you go.
Google that. Google that. Open Doors is a Queensland service for supporting young people aged between 12 and 18 years who are exploring, questioning, or identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, and or transgender. Good on you, Queensland. QueerNet is a participation project led by queer/questioning youth ages 16 to 24. QueerNet offers group peer support, youth-led activities, and projects such as creative arts, expression, advocacy, and queer youth rights activism, and holistic health-focused adventure outdoors activities, and individual queer affirmative counselling for young people.
Well, there you go. So there's a lot of places. Yeah. Now we're going to put a few of those up on our website.
We
so
are.
You
we
can
are.
Have a look. You know, go to
them
and
out.
See if you want some help. If you know an underage person who may need some support,
yeah,
direct
that's always
them
important.
There.
It is. I think it is really important to you know, direct people. If you know someone who's in trouble or needs help, you know, be the change you want to be.
Exactly.
You know,
no,
get
it's
out
always
there
very
and
good.
Help. It's not something that's difficult to do to refer someone.
Yes. Now, this week I found something on Second Class Citizens, who we've mentioned before.
You have.
I have. A group of high school students recreated the I Want to Know What It's Like video. And we're going to play that for you shortly. And
Shortly.
And this is from William S. Hart High School. And now, it's been directed by Brittany Hartmeyer. Now, these kids have done a great job. I'm presuming it's a kid that's directed this.
The whole school has got involved.
And even the teachers.
And the principal have gotten involved. And I'm hoping that we can play the whole clip. But if we can't, you know, we're going to do our best so we can play the whole clip. But
yeah, we're having some technical difficulties. It's not loading. It doesn't like us for some reason.
This is like the third computer
we've tried to load it on, and it just won't load.
But you know what? That's okay, because even if we just play a little bit, I mean, if you have heard the I Want to Know What It's Like original clip that has been uploaded to YouTube by Second Class Citizens, then you already know the script. But I think this is particularly fascinating because these are real kids that are out there and they are in this school and they have all banded together with students and the principal to bring something different.
And they're dealing with they're mentioning their issues of what they want. Mm. So they've picked their parts of I Want to Know What It's Like to discuss. So it's really good. Now, we will put a link to our website for this, so if you want to listen to the whole thing.
Yep, you can
fingers crossed that it loads.
And you can head over to Facebook and like our page. I Want to Know What It's Like.
To be normal.
To be open.
To be heard.
To be accepted.
To be free.
To be me.
I want to know what it's like to feel like I belong, to feel like I am strong, that who I am isn't wrong.
I want to know what it's like
to have liberty and justice for all.
To break down this dividing wall.
To remove homophobia from the law.
I want to know what it's like to not feel like I'm a freak, to not feel like I am weak, to not be silenced when I speak.
I want to know what it's like to undo what's been done to me, to give sight to those who cannot see that I am no lesser of a human being.
I want to know what it's like to live in a land truly of the free, not a land that excludes me. This is not how it's supposed to be.
I want to know what it's like to overcome all my fears, to uncry these countless tears that have been shed over the years.
I want to know what it's like to have pride, to not have to hide, to not have to lie my whole life, to not have my sexuality be denied.
I want to know what it's like
to not have to feel this hurt inside,
to not think these thoughts in my mind,
to not contemplate suicide.
I want to know what it's like
to have this pain and it subside,
to heal this wound that bleeds inside,
to give back the tears that I've cried,
to take back the years that I've tried,
to bring back the life that has died,
to unite this world's divide,
to make change with strides,
to not stand below but beside.
I want to know what it's like to have this choice you say is mine, to not have science and religion intertwine, to have love be redefined.
I want to know what it's like
to have a government that won't state
unfair laws that provoke hate,
for fear society will disintegrate.
I want to know what it's like
to live in a world without hate,
a world that does not discriminate,
a world in which I could feel safe,
whether I'm gay, bi, or straight.
This is the world we must create.
These are the actions we must take.
These are the decisions we must make.
The time is now.
The time is now.
The time is now.
We cannot.
We must not.
We will not
wait.
I want to know what it's like
to have equal opportunity,
to know full equality,
to be one humanity.
I want to know what it's like
to be treated equally by my peers,
to stand alongside every queer,
on the edge of a new frontier.
A frontier that no one will dictate.
A frontier where there will be no debate.
A frontier in which everyone can relate.
A frontier made up of love and not hate.
I want to know what it's like
to open your eyes so you can see
the way this world is supposed to be.
That we aren't so different, you and me.
And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au or head over to Facebook and find our page.
And message us there. We got a message from Betty. She's saying that each individual in each generation of coming out is different, and it does us all better when we have support from our communities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need people out there helping us.
And, you know, there are so many communities that you can be a part of. I mean, communities within our community, you know.
Yes, yes.
Because there's, you know, we're all, as Betty is saying here, we are all different. We all do need to find our place to fit.
Yes.
And there is no one place where you're going to feel completely secure. So you can go and you can check out these groups that we're talking about, and that's great. But if you don't fit there, don't feel like that's it.
Yeah, there's way more.
Keep looking.
Google is our friend.
Google is our friend. Keep looking. Keep finding your community, because you're always going to come across people in your life. They're going to go in and out, and you're going to be able to find something within each person that's going to help you.
Now, that clip we just played, I must say, I really liked it. I liked the fact that it wasn't just the students, that the teachers and I presume the principal was involved in that. I liked that the whole school decided to get behind this project and show it support.
Yeah.
And discuss issues that are relevant to children about fitting in and being accepted. Big thing for high school.
If you didn't catch it, we were playing just before our song there, a remake of the I Want to Know What It's Like clip that was originally created by Second Class Citizen, and this has been remade by a bunch of high school kids and you know, students and teachers who have gotten together and worked together on this project. It's very moving to watch it.
It is very moving.
I could not come back from that and talk.
I know, that's why we went straight to song. Yes. Sorry. We had to get our emotions back in check.
We did. We are going to post a link to it on our Facebook page. It's something that we feel very passionate about.
We do.
So we want to share it.
It's a good thing. Now, we have something else that we're going to discuss. So in The Age, I read an interesting article.
Oh, did you?
I did. Neil Mitchell, we all know, or you should know, is from 3RW.
Yes.
David McCarthy, who's one of our local DJs.
At Joy.
Joining up together to do a joint broadcast across both networks.
Next,
now, this will be
Thursday.
On
Thursday.
It'll be on the 3rd of May at 10 a.m.
So it's next Thursday at 10 a.m.
If that is the 3rd of May, then
yes. It is next Thursday. It's payday.
Okay, good. Glad you know that. Now, what they're going to be discussing, teenage suicide and mental health issues, and a lot of the, you know, the young youth gay issues, which I think is really good.
And that's sort of what we've based our show around tonight.
Yes.
Isn't it? We've been, you know, getting right in there into the teenage side of life.
Yes.
I've been feeling a little bit like a teenager myself.
Yeah, you've been acting like one too.
Yeah, thanks, love.
It's been highly emotional, okay?
It has. And I just want to say that, you know, we've both been personally touched by teenage suicide.
We have.
It affects you.
Does in many
and
ways.
In many ways, and we don't want to go into much details because we'll start blubbering.
Yes.
And you don't want to hear us crying on it. I'm sure you don't.
They might. You never
probably
know.
Not. But yeah, I'm just liking the fact that, you know, that a talkback radio show on the AM is joining with us to do this. And they're really taking these issues seriously and putting their spin on them.
Yeah, they're shining a spotlight on something that isn't broached. It is spoken about a lot more now than it used to be, but it's still something that in Australia, I believe, isn't broached enough.
No, but suicide, and especially teenage suicide, is not something that is discussed.
And we were saying earlier that I think one of the main reasons that's not discussed is because of the power of suggestion.
Yes.
And that is a huge thing, which is what we're taking into account and why we're not expressing our personal stories
no.
as well. So,
and respect for the families.
Yes, of course.
For but those individuals.
This special broadcast, it's going to be huge, and I'm really looking forward to listening in live.
I am too.
Yes, and it will be very interesting to see where they go with their conversation and just how into it they get.
I think they will, because Neil Mitchell can get very much into a topic when he's passionate about a topic, and I think that he is quite passionate about this topic. He can take places. I know people think he's a little bit of a right-winged, closed person.
Is he?
But I don't think so. I think he's getting the fact, and he understands that this is something that needs to be discussed and it needs to be pushed out. And I think it will reach a large community, because it won't only reach our listeners, but it'll reach a lot of people on the AM dial who maybe have kids or grandkids who don't know how to help them and don't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay, so as we were saying, you know, that's going to be next Thursday, 3rd of May.
3rd of May, 10 a.m.
And it will be live on Joy, yeah?
It will be, and on 3RW.
And on 3RW. So hopefully people can tune in.
Yes.
Tune in. So as we've been discussing in our show, we've spoken a little bit about chronic fatigue syndrome. We've spoken about groups that you can search and join and places that you can find. But one I wanted to highlight in particular, Basha, was the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. It is a volunteer organisation which provides a free and confidential telephone counselling service, including referral and information for the Victorian and Tasmanian gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. And I would urge anyone that is needing help to seek it.
Yes, definitely. You're not alone. There are people out there who are happy to talk to you and help you. There's a lot of people who have gone through the same things you've gone through.
A lot of people.
And they are more than happy to listen to you. Your story is important. Your issues are important. We think they're important. And there are people there who will listen to them. And I'm going to start crying now. So let's go to an ad, please.
We are. We're going to go to an ad and a song. We're going to come back with some Melbourne events for you party people.
Yes. Well, that is the end of our show. We
that
hope
is
you,
the end of our
you
show.
Enjoyed our show.
It's been a very deep and heavy show.
It has. It's been a bit emotional.
We've really gotten, you know, we've gotten into it.
We have.
We have. So I'm thinking that next week we're going for uplifting, awesome, happy
oh,
vibes.
Definitely crazy.
Vibes.
Joking,
I'm in the mood
laughing.
For the happy vibes. Yes. The joking, the laughing, you know.
Yeah, sounds
around,
good.
You know, joying around, get it? terrible jokes.
Oh, God.
They're my forte. Did
I
you know that?
No.
No.
All right, well, no. we will be back next week.
We will be back next week.
I hope you enjoyed our show.
I hope that they enjoyed our
show. Have a lovely evening, everybody.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.